here. Unbelievable.
From the Chi-Town.
From, yeah, you're the host that blows the most from the windiest city of them all. Never forget. All right,
dude,
man.
Had a great day today for a Sunday. I'm in such a good mood.
All right.
Stupid pumpkinhead Ukrainians have been celebrating Easter for like 6 months now. I don't know what is going on with this Orthodox church. Today they're walking around with like the pussy willow branches. You know? I don't fucking know. Don't even get me started on this. It's been like a whole week long thing that they're doing. And the fucking assholes, they keep blocking the alley. Dude, they're like, they will literally park in the alley and then go into their stupid fucking church for an hour, come out. You're taking groceries out, and they're honking at you. Like, no, this alley is for me to take the groceries out of the car, not for you to park while you go to church. All right, asshole? The fuck out of here. But we saw them, like, really parking in the alley. I go out there, like, man, I'm about to say something. I'm fucking pissed. No, they're all getting rides because all their fucking cars got booted.
Wow. Yes, man.
The whole line of them. All these guys were out there trying to like kick it off and shit. They all got booted. Good. Go fuck yourselves.
All right. We're starting off on a positive note here for the Pumpkinhead Ukrainians there in Chicago. Very nice.
We gave them $600 billion or whatever it is. Don't worry. They got booted. So we're getting our money back one boot at a time. You know?
Not only.
You know what's incredible, though? I have heard from like the most random and most unexpected people tell me like, you know what, Mike? I'm actually starting to get sick of this Ukraine war and these Ukrainians. And I'm just like, oh, what? You know, because they've been hearing me bitch about it for 2 years. And now they're like, you know, did you know we just sent another $60 billion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Not only that, they announced on Friday when nobody was watching that we're sending another... what is it? It's like 1 billion more. They just tacked on another billion in Patriot missiles or whatever.
Oh, good. Great. Oh, why not? What's another bill? Not only that, dude, they're already talking about how much money it's going to cost us to rebuild Ukraine.
Oh, well, that's where the money is, though, right? That's why BlackRock is involved.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. I'm sure Dick Cheney's over there. Probably why you don't see Liz anymore.
Yeah, Liz is busy. Right,
getting those no bid contracts ready for Ukraine.
I mean, wasn't that the whole deal in Iraq? I feel like it wasn't BlackRock at the time, right? It had a different name.
It was Blackwater. That was the security company. They're not very creative.
Blackwater, BlackRock.
Next one's gonna be Black Shore. Yeah, the guy lives on the beach. Names it whatever he sees.
Well, these Ukrainians should be pretty happy. I mean, they got a lot of good money coming into their country. We've talked about it recently, the clips of their nightclub scene, apparently far more robust than anything going on here in America, man. I mean, they're living large there in Kyiv.
Dude, they're better dressed and in better shape than us. I mean, go look at a nightclub in Chicago. Lizzo would fit in. That's all I can say.
Well, not only that, I mean, all the footage coming out of here when it comes to nightclubs or even riding on the subway, it's just women like Lizzo beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy stuff, honestly.
They should turn that into a sport.
It pretty much is. It's become the modern-day bum fights, right?
Yeah.
I kind of scroll through Twitter, and I'm like, what... What minority group is beating the crap out of each other in New York today?
And how would they blame it on the white man? That's
I know, dude. But the women have gone berserker, and I've been kind of paying attention to all this hilarious and absurd pro-Palestinian protesting going on.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of women.
Oh, it's all women.
It's all chicks, dude. And that's why you're seeing the dudes come along.
I told you. That's what I said. That guy was right. That's where I would be on a Friday night if I was in college. I'd be right there trying to get into one of those tents with the four college girls, you know?
Yeah, man. It's really hilarious to me that it's just chicks. It's chick think.
And gay dudes. A lot of gay dudes.
a lot of fellas who are
a lot of dudes who tell you their pronoun when they're about to give a speech. Like, dude.
And what makes it doubly funny, which is they're supporting a group that would have absolutely no questions about beheading individuals like that.
Hates women, hates fags even more. If you guys are the ones that are supporting them. I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad all those fellers got the boot there in little Ukrainian town that you live in. Maybe, how else is the Chicagoland going, though? Are you guys having to deal with the protesting going on here in Denver? It finally seeped into the college campus scene, and we had our beloved Mike Johnston, the man sweeping up all the homeless here in Denver, our mayor. He was on the scene, his boots on the ground. He went to the Aurora Denver campus or something, and they were protesting, and I didn't clip it for the show, but the footage was absolutely fantastic. It's him walking through this field while it's pouring rain because they chemtrailed for 3 days straight, right? And so, it's pouring rain on us, and poor little Mike Johnston out there, and as he's walking out to confront these students and tell them that if they don't leave their tents and everything, that the cops are going to come there, he's just being booed and screamed at and told to fuck himself for the entire 5 minute walk. And there's all these cameras and it's fantastic publicity, in my opinion, a good 5 minutes or so of you just being told to fuck off over and over again. It's really good stuff.
Let's do something. Did you guys in Denver sign a proposition or whatever it was, a declaration that you want Israel to cease fire?
I don't remember. I know you guys did it in Chicago, right?
Yeah, they did a proclamation. I don't even know what you would call it. A demand? They demanded? I don't know.
Sure, yeah. We have a jackass, Tim Hernandez. He's Gen Z's representative in our House of Reps. And he's a full-on socialist and communist and complete backer of this Palestinian Hamas movement. This dude hates America. And he was all over the interwebs and the X, formerly known as Twitter, just kind of dropping all these, videos and clips and pictures of how supportive he is and proud he is of the youth movement supporting Hamas. And he's, he's dancing on that line of the anti-Semitism, man.
Oh, no, dude, they've crossed it. They are anti-Semitic. There's no way you could be a part of this protest and not be anti-Semitic. There's only two sides. Either we kill all the Jews or we kill all the Gazans. You know what I mean? There's no in between. So you pick a side. You can, and live with it. I picked Israel. So yes, kill all the Palestinians. Fine. You know what I mean? This is one of those situations where you can't. There is no good guy who's on all sides. Or I'm just on the side of peace and love. There is no peace. There is no love. You have to choose. Who do you want to die? That's it.
Yeah, I'm a stoner, so I just kind of pretend I don't know what's going on, man. What? Who? Hamas? No, I'm not hungry. I've already had too much. Thank you.
Is it that one with chive and onion?
Sounds delicious, bro, but I'm just totally full, my man.
I don't know. I picked a side. My side's Israel. So.
Yeah, man. Hamas, love dipping the carrots in that Hamas, baby. But I've had too much.
More of a celery guy. Less calories.
I didn't know there were so many people out there that were in support of garbanzo beans, bro. It's incredible.
Is that what they're made from?
Yeah, hummus. Yeah, it's made from garbanzo beans.
Not a fan of hummus. Really not that big of a fan.
Very healthy. I think it's very delicious if you make it from scratch. Don't buy the store-made hummus. It's got a lot of soy and peanut oil, seed oil, which seed oils are not good for you. Not that I'm ever going to give health advice, but...
It's going to sound like a dumb, obviously, but it was good in the Middle East. You'd go to the restaurants, and it was more, maybe that's the oil you're talking about. Because it wasn't it was drier almost.
For sure. No, they're not adding all these preservatives and what have you and seed oils to make it last for 2 months in your fridge.
Yeah, it was more a refried bean consistency.
Exactly.
Than a, oily, dip. Everything we turn everything into a dip for chips.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, this looks good, but how do I get my chicken wing into it? Right?
We even make bags of chips where the chips are scooped. Literal scoops. Because a dip is not enough. You got to scoop the dip.
I want to maximize the amount of nacho cheese I can get per bite.
Ranch.
Can you shape this potato chip like a spoon so I can just shovel the dip into my mouth, man?
I'm talking a soup spoon. Don't give me no teaspoon.
Yeah, real hummus. If you make it at home, it's just you need the garbanzo beans, a little tahini, some olive oil, garlic, spices, salt, and pepper. That's all you need, man. Mm. Home run, super healthy, super delicious. And at the same time, you could be supporting your Palestinian brethren, right? Well, in honor of all our college kids out there who are just jumping on board the train and, you know, doing the current thing, which is what they're doing, the fellas following the ladies brainwashed, not even sure what they're talking about, hanging out on the campuses. Well,
they're following their heart.
We should just remind these kids what it's like in the other side of the world there. Yeah. So Reuters reporting Iraq criminalizing same-sex relationships. So if you're having a same-sex relationship in Iraq, you will be sentenced to a maximum of 15 years in prison.
Damn.
Yeah. That's what it's like to live in a Muslim country, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. You're supporting them.
This is what I'm saying, man. Is this your team? Is this the side that you're on? Ilhan Omar? Right? Is this the people you want to be with? Okay, fine. Go at it. Go see how far the Queers for Palestine survive in Iraq.
You know how fast you guys will be running to Israel? Because there you're accepted. Like, actually, what's the maximum sentence in Israel? Oh, they don't arrest you.
That's right.
Oh, okay. So maybe we should support Israel instead of Hamas. Now they're not even hiding it, dude. These protests, they're waving Hamas flags.
I told you, they're all in, man. I mean, they don't know what they're supporting.
Where do you get a Hamas flag?
I told you this 2 months ago. I said it on the show. This is the year for flag makers. If your company makes flags, you're crushing it, dude. There's so many flags right now. So many flags are so hot. Just think of the Pride movement. Pride itself, they have like 10 different flags for all with all these different colors, man. It's incredible.
I know. They make a new line. They add something new to it every week.
And Ukraine, right? They have to represent all the different Nazi groups that are there on the front lines, right? So you got so many different Ukraine flags.
And now Palestine, Hezbollah, Hamas.
Dude, I'm telling you, if I could go back in time, man, I'd go to Frank in 2023 or 2022, actually. I'd be like, Frank, buy stock in flags. Anybody who makes flags, buy that stock, baby, because you know it was a penny stock like 3 years ago.
No, it's not the S&P 500.
That's right, dude.
Yeah. Go back in time and buy yourself a sewing machine. Just like
that's right, man.
A Hamas flag? That blew my mind.
I'm telling you, dude. And especially with all the American flags these kids are burning, they got to keep buying more American flags to burn. Right? So, dude, the market's hot for flags. I'm telling you, dude.
Well, you know what kills me is like the Hamas and everything. It's like, at what point, like, you're starting a terrorist organization. I assume it starts with a couple guys. Like, when do you get to the point where you're like, you know, we need a flag?
Yeah, good call. In the downtime, I feel like in the night when everyone's watching some TV, you're done plotting your terrorist attacks, right? And you're just hanging out, drinking some tea or whatever the terrorists do.
Like, we're doing good. They're talking about us on the news, but we need a symbol to be recognized internationally.
We need a calling card.
We did a calling card. Yeah, let's start, you know, make the flag. Then we'll get the uniform. I don't know.
Every group has that creative one who's always doodling stuff. And I think eventually you find something that works.
That one guy. You're right. The artist.
I was thinking of a business opportunity for anyone out there. If you have action on some you know, flag warehouses. You hear about these protests going on. Go set up a flag stand on, like, on the route for people. Okay. You know, like, you got the taco stand, the taco food truck. You know there's a bunch of people with food trucks there, right?
Yeah, last-minute flags.
The flag truck.
You're on your way to the protest. You forgot your flag. Stop by last-minute flags. You know?
There it is, man. What do you need? Pride flag? Hamas flag? We got it all. Doesn't matter if they contradict each other. We're here with you, man.
No, and we got Israeli flags, too, if you're on the other side of the street. We just park it in the middle of the street, and you can sell to both sides.
Could you imagine, like, on the sides, like, on one side of the window you're selling, you got, like, Israel and, you know, USA, and then on the other side, you got, like, Hamas and the Nazi flag, you know, and, like, white power, right? Throwing a French flag there for the French folk. You know, you got the pride one in the middle, kind of, I don't know. I love the idea of having the two different flags up. You could sell to everybody.
Ironically, the side with the American flag is also the side with the Trump flag. So, if you will.
The MAGA flag, right? You can't forget, can't leave out the MAGA folk, man.
Those guys go through a lot of flags, too. Man, you might be onto something with this flag.
Folks, I'm telling you, if you got the free time, right, and you know they're going to do one of these protests here or there, just buy yourself a bunch of different flags, set up a stand, sell them for 10% over the mark, and you're going to make a nice little profit there.
And, you know, you might even branch off after a few good sales. Branch off, start doing hats.
Oh, I'm a mug guy. But maybe, you know, those travel mugs, right?
Well, you're protested. I was thinking sell those like scarf things those Palestinians are wearing.
Oh, see, yeah, that's smart. Absolutely. And you could see the rack too. You got the MAGA hats and then the Palestinian scarves, right? Maybe some French berets.
Yeah, we're here for everybody, man.
I'm a fan of the hats with the little propeller on the top, actually.
Yeah, you don't see those anymore, huh?
No, they're not that cool. You don't see them all the time, but if you pick the right day, and depending on the ballpark, I think Coors Field does it, but some baseball stadiums dish out the cap with the mini umbrella on top of it.
Oh, no way.
Huge fan. I've always wanted to get one.
Yeah, you're talking about, like, I always think of Bill Murray in Space Jam.
That's exactly it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, what do we got on the docket today? We've killed enough time, Mike, I think. Bullshitting. I mean, I got nothing else. Oh, wait. What did I have here? Since we're on the vein of it, I guess, and we can just conclude our little chat on the nonsense knuckleheads. Kind of disrupting everybody's lives. The White House Correspondents' Dinner was this weekend, our favorite. It used to be our favorite when they would invite real comedians who would actually make fun of the politicians there. But now they had Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live. Like, can you get more establishment? Come on, man.
You guys won't believe this. I got a roasted Joe Biden. And let me tell you, his dick is so huge. It's literally like, have you seen a man with bigger balls than Joe Biden? Roasted. Like, what?
Yeah, man. Well, the celebs got mobbed by anti-Israel protesters. And finally, instead of blocking traffic of regular people, I gotta say, they nailed it, actually. They went to a big celebration at night in some area that none of us normal people go to, and they fucked with a bunch of elites. Congrats, mobsters and protesters. I'm okay with this one, actually.
This is what we've been saying. This is what you should be doing. And this is, you actually interrupted the people who can do something about it.
Yes.
Mike the plumber stuck in traffic, can't do anything.
No, and the more you, Bill Maher actually talked about it on his final word on Friday, but the more you fuck with people like us, the more against we are with your movement. Whatever it is, I'm at the point where I don't even care what you're talking about. If you're gluing your hands to the road or you're throwing the tomato soup onto the Mona Lisa, I'm done with you. I don't even want to hear what your cause is.
Yeah, I don't support you or your cause. But I don't care if your cause is to give money to 5'7 Italians who are bald. I am still not on your side.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, there's No.
You're not into the pro 577 club? Come on, Mike.
Yeah, but when you're 577, you already get enough attention.
You know what? It's funny. You don't need awareness for your cause, right? Better, you're above that. So yeah, I finally agree with this one. You know what? Go to their stupid galas, go to the Met Gala, and toss some tomato soup on whatever white dress AOC is wearing. I am all for that, actually. I'll support that cause.
I'll buy your soup. I'll buy you two cans, one to throw on her and one to eat afterwards when you're in jail.
I'll buy one of your flags, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the flag.
Seriously. Yeah, I can back that. I support that.
I thought that was pretty funny stuff. And again, I can't reiterate enough. That's the one you should be disrupting. All of these ceremonies and award shows where these rich elitists get together to pat each other on the back and talk about how great they all are. Go mess with those losers, man, please, because make them uncomfortable. Their policies are making us uncomfortable. Go make these assholes uncomfortable.
And the worst part about it, Mike the Plumber is not the guy who's getting rich off the war in Gaza. Everybody at that dinner is.
Yes.
They're the ones who own the stocks in these weapons companies. They're the ones that they have the incentive to maintain the industrial war complex. You know what I mean? Those are the people you need to talk to. Yes.
Hey, and I'll even toss this out to the lunatics like myself who are obsessed and still upset over the vaccine mandates and everything. These are the folks bought for and paid by Pfizer, man.
Yes, every single one of them.
Go mess with them, man. Go disrupt their dinners.
Yeah.
You know, make them late for this occasion.
Yeah, because nobody cares.
All right, well...
job for being 5 minutes late.
Exactly, dude. So either way, I haven't talked about it yet, or we haven't really discussed it at all. And I feel like it's worthy of a shout and a dip. And it's getting funnier, and we should really acknowledge the fact that the Trump hush money trial that's going on with the Stormy Daniels and all that is currently centered around a tabloid publisher named Pecker. Right? Like, come on, man. Come on. Every day I flip through the news, I'm like, it's just Pecker this, Pecker that. You know, it's funny. A lot of penis going on with this, but I noticed that there's an obsession going on with this case with the media, the legacy media. Mike and I, zero interest, because it's one of, what, a dozen court cases now going on with this guy? Like, it's just, it's so cartoonish, and it's such a circus that who cares anymore?
Plus, they're wasting time with the Supreme Court for, like, five different cases. It's so stupid. It's such a waste of time and money. You guys already tried to impeach him for all this shit. It didn't work.
Well, the fellers over at Pod Save Trump apparently just are flummoxed, man. They cannot wrap their head around the fact that nobody's really caring about this this situation. And I know you love these guys, Mike.
So they're the best.
I got a little action here. I got them explaining what's going on with the public reaction to the Trump trial.
Them together and copy-pasted them. It's just like, this is what the prosecution is trying to do here, which is to get away from the, either this is just personal sex stuff, or this is just some business records and paperwork issues. This was a presidential campaign that was working and directing a major media company to just be its propaganda arm for an entire campaign, and then hiding it from people. I mean, that does...
are you talking about CNN, MSNBC, and Biden?
Excuse me?
Do you guys not hear yourselves? Do you not see the same thing going on with With this administration and pretty much every single legacy media arm?
Everything. ABC, NBC. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. Where is the awareness, the self-awareness?
Seriously. Do you guys not have a mirror? No mirrors in the Democratic Party. I swear to God.
And look at this guy. He definitely took at least 3 shots of that Pfizer, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's got that Bieber face going on.
It's the new look of 2024.
Seemed like more of a conspiracy than just like a hush money payment and business record.
Yeah, Donald Trump working with a major media outlet serves as his propaganda arm. Let me think. Any of those on cable, perchance?
I was gonna say, well, they just they were just held liable for quite a bit of money for doing that kind of thing, you know.
Yes.
Fox News, of course, for those who are not following Dan.
Oh, no, we're following, but we just find it absurd that you're not connecting the fact that Biden does the same thing with MSNBC.
They're just mad that one channel went Republican. That's all it is. How dare the one channel, you know?
For 2 years, though. Fox was the first one to call whatever it was state for Biden in 2020. Fox was bought for by the Biden administration already by the end of Trump's term, man.
Yeah, they were COVID. They really went.
Man, something with COVID, dude.
Pfizer bought everybody. That's what it was.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the end of those jabronis. I noticed that they cut their own podcast. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, those guys suck. It's so fun to listen to them just to see where they're coming from. But man, come on. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, I was just intrigued. I watched a good chunk of that beginning portion where they dissect this Trump circus. Because for me, I find it very uninteresting. Honestly, I feel it's constitutionally, you know, absurd that this is going on. And the fact that you were right, the Supreme Court, basically, if they decide that he's immune, all of these cases will be gone, correct?
We shouldn't be wasting the Supreme Court's time on this bullshit. We shouldn't be wasting anybody's time and money on this bullshit. This right here is Joe Biden's campaign. His whole campaign, the whole plan for his campaign is to just take Donald Trump to court. Like, why don't you guys actually run a campaign? Just prove that you're better, right?
Well, he announced on Howard Stern yesterday that he's ready to debate Trump anytime, anywhere, baby. Dark Brandon.
He didn't say it quite like that, but yeah.
Dark Brandon.
That's what he meant to say, was, yeah, anytime, anywhere.
I was thinking about Dark Brandon because I see that pop up on the X-verse there, and they're still really going all in on the Dark Brandon, huh?
Yeah, they got no originality. They can't really come up with new shit on the left.
But do you know what I found interesting is you don't hear anyone on the right doing the Let's Go Brandon anymore.
No, you don't. Yeah, we come up with other shit.
Well, not
actually,
only...
Fuck Joe Biden. Everybody's just coming out and saying it.
Well, here's the thing, dude, and this is what got me thinking. About when did that Let's Go Brandon thing happen? Like 2022?
Yeah, it was early. Yeah.
Early, late 21, early 22. And I was thinking kind of like, you know, that was still in the infancy of Joe Biden's administration there. So we could see on the horizon and start to feel the beginnings of the destruction of America that the Biden administration was bringing upon us. But we still had a sense of humor about what was happening. And so it was, oh, what? Let's go, Brandon? Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that's our new slang against Joe Biden. Because fuck Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon. But then 2 years later, here we are in 2024. And the reality of the destruction of America has truly set in for everybody. And so now it's no more hearty har, let's go, Brandon. It's fuck Joe Biden, man. Like people
you
have
three bill. Fuck Joe Biden.
The joke is over. It ain't funny no more. That's what's happening, dude. People are like, we gotta end this shit now, man.
Did you see him when he was giving that speech? And he's like, I never thought I'd see the day where president drives down the road and They're waving flags that say, fuck Joe Biden. And there's a little kid giving me the middle finger.
That's how bad it is. That's how bad the economy is. That's what you get from Bidenomics.
You know, he's right, though. You're the president of the United States, and you're driving down a road in America, and it's just flags saying, fuck you. And you got little kids. You got little kids on the corner just flipping you the bird, dude. No respect. You're supposed to be the most powerful man in the world.
That kid's just pissed off because he's working 9 to 5 now. That's how broke everybody is. Fuck this guy. I don't even care. I'm making $20 an hour.
You should be able to buy 3 bags of Skittles with my allowance. Now I'm down to 2. Fuck Joe Biden. And the Skittles bag used to be 21 ounces. Now they're 19. What's going on, Joe? Come on, Joe.
Oh, man. It's just so funny to me. Like, we had a sense of humor about things, but now it's gotten real. You know, like, wokeness, you know, like, everything has really set in, and it's, like, established itself into our culture, and it ain't good, you know?
Going out the window along with people's savings. Like, when you have no money, you don't care about being woke. Yeah.
Dude, and even look at this. Like, this, it's hilarious. I cut out Bill Maher's picture on there, right? It's just his face. But everything else about the picture is completely real. These are a bunch of mothers with a drag queen, and they brought their kids here to watch a drag queen show. Like
a clear dude, hairy legs, everything. Like, dude, get out of here.
Come on, man. How is that real? How is that okay?
That's good for the kids?
Anybody.
They're saying it's good for the kids.
Who is that good for, dude?
That's not good for anybody.
I mean, you can't get that time of your life back, man. That's crazy.
Starring me, the 37-year-old. What do you think is doing to that kid? Come on. Get out of here. It's gross.
Oh, man. Well, I love the Pod Save America and the Pod Save Trump. They have the truest of Trump derangement syndrome. They're paid for by the state, right? They're owned by the Biden administration. Quite literally, the three hosts of Pod Save America were on O'Biden's team. He Obama. You know, or Obama. What'd I say? O'Biden?
same.
I think it is O'Biden, yeah.
All three of them worked on either his campaign or in his administration.
They were there, and then they started their podcast, and they're just a voice propaganda machine for the state and for Biden, or the O'Biden regime. But I find it fascinating that they're out there saying, Trump is able to persuade the world by having the guy at the Inquirer or whatever it is.
I know.
and don't pay attention to over here where on our side we own Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, all the three major three-letter, news networks. I mean, we're in charge of it all. We control it all. Oh, and by the way, we also censor everything else that disagrees with us.
Yeah, that's what I mean. YouTube, Twitter back then, like Google, everything. It's crazy. You guys own everything, all the information.
Well, I have a rebuttal piece. This is John Stossel, and he does his own thing. Do you remember John Stossel from back in the day? He was 2020, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. he's kind of outed as a conservative now, so he's relegated to obscure YouTube channels, Stossel TV, whatever. I don't even know where this is.
right next to Apple TV.
Exactly. So he's doing Stossel TV, and he does a bit of a deep dive on Wikipedia. And I thought this was fascinating, and this plays exactly into what we were just talking about with the Pod Save America idiots and, their claim that it's, insane that Trump would be, dictating news. And it's absurd to think that they would be doing it with their candidates. So here's Stossel talking about Wikipedia and how they censor Hunter Biden's laptop.
Do that.
Wikipedia gives you a place to put it all together.
But lately, he too noticed the bias.
Wikipedia does a great job on things like science and sports and older history. But you really see a lot of political bias when you're talking about current events.
This laptop that intelligence officials have warned is likely Russian disinformation.
Just up until a few days ago, if you typed in Hunter Biden email controversy, it would redirect you to an article about the Biden-Ukraine conspiracy theory.
Shortly before the last election, the New York Post reported that emails on Hunter Biden's laptop suggest corruption. But left-leaning media dismissed that as Russian disinformation. Most refuse to even investigate.
Start doing that verification.
No, we're not going to do your work for you.
But now, even left-leaning media vouch for the emails.
A lot of what was on that laptop is true.
It took the New York Times more than a year to say that, but it took Wikipedia even longer. Why so slow?
There's a pretty strong left bias on Wikipedia. People on the left far outweigh people in the center and the right. And people on the left tend to get a lot more protection from administrators.
The administrators are special editors who've been given the power to overrule other editors and make final decisions.
You would hope that these people would be some of the most principled, impartial people, but there's a lot of people who are pretty left, even openly socialist and Marxist.
Some administrators proudly advertise that they're socialists. And they post pictures of Che and Lenin on their own profiles.
And these are the people who decide which sources are acceptable on Wikipedia. And they're pretty restrictive on the right, much more lenient on the left.
They sure are. Wikipedia's reliable sources page includes CNN and MSNBC. But political reporting by Fox is not called reliable. And neither is the...
Of course!
Of course!
Federalist, the Daily Call...
Have you heard of the Pod Save America guys? It's because Fox collaborated with Trump! They're both by Trump, come on!
They're practically responsible for January 6th, man.
Yeah, great. But CNN, no bias can be found.
Political reporting by Fox is not called reliable. And neither is the Federalist, the Daily Caller, the Daily Wire, and the New York Post, which is probably why they got this story wrong. Maybe Wikipedia's editors just have unusually high standards. Only perfectly neutral outlets can be used. But no. Not only do they call CNN and MSNBC reliable, Wikipedia also deems Fox, Slate, The Nation, Mother Jones, and Jacobin reliable. Jacobin wow. describes itself as offering socialist perspective. I mean, these are ultra-leftist sites.
Yeah, man. Pretty crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah. All right, John Stossel, good to see you're still alive, and that's why they got rid of you, because you're actually doing investigative journalism.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to call Pfizer, ask them what they want you to talk about, and then talk about that. John Stossel, great report, but you never once mentioned the Trump trials. Trump trials, come on! This guy, you're never going to make it in this business, John.
Listen, kid. John, can I call you John? All right, well, you seem new to the biz, sir.
Can I call you John? All right, Johnny, listen. What are you doing here, Johnny? I'm looking out for you. Call Trump's wife a dog and then talk about his 91 cases. I'm sorry, 88. And go on from there, you know?
All right, I thought you would enjoy that. Right? Because that is a very nice kind of, I think, balance to whatever crap we just heard out of the Pod Save America people.
Yeah, that's incredible. I didn't hear Pod Save America say anything about that.
No.
They don't care about the left doing it. They just care when the right does it.
Yeah, exactly. It's good stuff, right? Yeah. And the proof is in the pudding, people. You just gotta look it up, man. That anything that just even gives a neutral play to the right, it's considered disinformation.
Yes. Honestly, Russell Brand is probably the most centrist guy out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, did you see what he posted the other day?
No.
He got baptized.
Oh, okay. Maybe I take that back. No, but really, when you really listen to him long enough, you realize he's just against He's against the large corporations and the over, you know, and the, he's against large government and stuff like that. And you can really, he doesn't really take a side.
Absolutely.
He does talk about the Republicans doing it. His favorite things to talk about are stuff like, how is it that Republicans and Democrats can't agree on anything except giving money to Ukraine? You know what I mean? And that's what you really need to pay attention to. Is what that they're doing behind your back and what they do agree on and why do they agree on.
Well, I'm gonna bring it up one more time. He was big on getting baptized. He like put this picture out, and Candace Owens did the same thing last week.
Did they do it together?
No, they didn't do it together. I think it was different times, but within a week, Candace Owens and feller here that we were just talking about, Russell Brand, they went in for the baptism, which I find interesting. We were baptized when we were babies. Are you supposed to be baptized again, or is it something you're supposed to do multiple times in your lifetime? Or
I think you have to do it to be born again, right?
So, like, maybe they were, you're saying they were bad people. They did some bad things?
Probably.
Right? Assume. Yeah, probably.
Isn't it to, like, wash away the sin?
I don't know. I just thought it was very strange that they both did it in the same week. Maybe they know something's coming that we don't, man.
I don't know.
Have you been following that feller? He's a UFC fighter, Garcia. He's been out there kind of openly discussing how he was forced to watch a child ritual sacrifice at the Bohemian Grove, and he refused to, like, join the big club, and he just won his big bout. And he's been out there saying a lot of crazy stuff. He claims there's going to be a major earthquake.
Yeah.
And he said very recently, as I think even just a few days ago, that he is convinced that there's going to be a major earthquake in LA on June 6th. What's interesting about that, this is trending on the Xverse there and the social medias. Emma saw it on TikTok, I think. And apparently Airbnb sent out all these warnings to everybody that in the event of some sort of natural disaster starting after June 6th, if the government specifically restricts travel and there are lockdowns, you won't be liable or charged for anything from your Airbnb. June 6th. Why June 6th? Pretty strange, man, right? And then you got this Garcia fella out there saying for quite a while now, I gotta say, right? He's been preaching for a couple months now, like, hey, something's gonna happen.
I don't know. Time will tell. I do like the people that give, like close predictions. Because if you say there's gonna be, like, the earthquake to wipe out California is coming in 2055. Yeah, that's going to give you 20 years to, you know, make some money off the prediction,
absolutely,
write a couple bucks.
Yeah.
You know, but you say June 6th, you can only ride that for 2 months.
Good call. Yeah. So you're maybe not in it for the money grab. You're just trying to warn people as fast as possible.
I tend to believe those guys more, or put a little more into their, a little more credit into their claim.
And you know? I am personally, as a lifetime tinfoil hat nut job, I'm not a huge fan of dates and doom. You know, I try to avoid it. Seems like everybody who proclaims the dates and the doom, they have to eat their words when the date comes and goes. Pretty typically, I think most people just pretend like they didn't say it, and we're all goldfish, so nobody ever remembers anything.
Well, you blame it on the fact that our calendar is wrong. Right.
Or I think you could just use CERN and be like, no, dude, they turned CERN on. Our universe is gone. We imploded. We're in this new one.
Well, see, I would argue that it was that, like, if I were him and it doesn't happen, I'd be like, well, they control the earthquake machine. They obviously didn't turn it on because I had warned too many people about it.
Huge fan of that. Yeah, you man.
I changed the future by revealing it.
You could argue that they didn't follow through with the alleged plan to kind of embark on a COVID part two electric boogaloo to sway the election again because Alex Jones and all the nut jobs out there were screaming about it.
Too many people were listening.
Yeah.
They knew it would be okay. So now everybody was right. This got a little too much. They even tried it a little bit with the bird flu.
There's still, I have actually, it's funny you say that. I think I have this up here. And you're so right on the money. Nobody fucking cares, dude. Look,
nobody believes you.
That's what I'm dude, fool me once. Fool me once, Mr. Fauci.
Seriously. Yeah, now it's in the milk. I know. I love it.
Yeah, no thanks. Nobody's listening to the news, which is why I presume they need some huge catastrophe, natural disaster, something we could really blame on climate change. I'm a huge fan and have been for a while that the next COVID lockdowns will have nothing to do with disease. They will, in fact, be climate-based, some sort of, you know, heat-related thing or ice age stuff. I don't know. They're going to do something, right? They got the power and the tech to do the earthquakes. If you do a major earthquake on the West Coast, could that knock out the electrical grid on some level?
Well, we're a different grid.
Even me here in the mountains?
I believe so. I know there's like four separate grids. You have like the East Coast, the Midwest, the West Coast, and then Texas is its own grid.
Of course, Texas. Man, I gotta move to Texas, dude.
I know, dude. The more I hear about it, you know what I mean? The more Bill Maher rips on them for not being able to, like, jerk off and smoke weed alone in your apartment. Like, I don't know, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but in Texas, you could probably get away with growing your own weed on your land and no one will bother you.
Nobody will tell on you.
Yes.
You know? That's the best part.
I mean, Texas really self-sustaining, man. They got their own grid. They have their own oil to utilize. I mean, they could really do without the rest of the U.S. culturally and probably just from a life-sustaining perspective.
Yeah.
It's amazing stuff, man. It makes sense why...
Oh, no, so there's only three, dude. Wow. So everything east of the Rockies is the eastern?
Yeah, man.
And then the western interconnection, which is Pacific Ocean to the Rocky Mountains.
All right.
So literally, like, where you are is the line, pretty much. Everything east of you is the east grid. Everything west of you is the west grid. And then Texas has its own.
I had a dream. I had a dream long ago. It was John Connor. He came to me and said, you got to move to where NORAD is. Go to NORAD.
So good.
There's something about Colorado and Denver and the Colorado Springs. We have the Air Force there and the Space Force, and we have within the mountain ranges here, NORAD and many other underground facilities. If you're down in the depths of the deepest holes, you can understand the theories about some sort of reptilian lizard race living in the Rocky Mountains as well, which I dig in, but...
I can see it.
I believe also Denver, with our Illuminati airport that goes down for miles into the earth and is alleged to have basically a city the size of Manhattan underneath it. I think Denver is the second Washington, D.C. It's the backup D.C.
Yeah. I think they're trying. Some people are saying they're building a tunnel.
Yeah, all the way to D.C. to Denver?
To Denver, yeah.
I just hope if I could get the pass for that to just bypass all that traffic, baby. Oh my god.
Probably get to here in no time. Come for a little visit. I don't think it's true though.
Oh, I think they have tunnels all over the United States, man. And you know, if you're down with the idea that Earth or humanity is older than we're led to believe, there is supposedly ancient, massive tunnels below the Earth and below the United States that have been there for hundreds of thousands of years, and we just kind of utilize them now.
Could be.
Something up with DIA, dude. we have been shipping billions of dollars into it like it's our own little Ukraine. I've been doing it for years, man.
However long you've lived there, I've been visiting you, and it's been under construction.
Yes.
The whole time.
It's they're up to something there, man. And, you know, the backup DC, the fact that we're treading on the World War III line here. And also, I mean, natural cataclysms, comets, Nibiru, some sort of phantom new 10th planet, you know, popping out of nowhere and causing all sorts of havoc. Wouldn't be the first time humanity has gone underground to survive for a little while. Now we got some great cool tech. Maybe they're setting up some nice little paradises.
How do you know they didn't have that tech the first time? First couple times.
I think they
did. How long did that tech last? You know?
Yeah, I imagine it lasts only a short amount of time, and then you emerge, and whatever cave people are there, you tell them you're Jesus, and you retell the story.
Well, I love the idea of, like let's say civilization ends today. Only, you know, only a couple, maybe 20,000 humans survive. What are the chances that it's, like, a rocket scientist is in that group, right? Or even, like, somebody who, like, knows about airplanes and shit. And so he's going to tell his kid eventually the stories of how we went to the moon on this rocket ship. He's going to do his best to explain it to the kid, right?
Right.
And then that kid's going to do the best to explain it to his kid. And then 100 generations later, it's just, these angels came down from the sky. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, dude. And you kind of piqued my interest here with the survivalists of Cataclysm. It's like the mechanics and the construction guys, the people with tough skin, you know, who can, like, handle, you know, kind of some rough elements.
Yeah, can figure shit out on the fly.
Right. Yeah.
It's and then they're explaining to their grandkids about what a computer was, right? And then 100 generations of nobody knowing what the fuck a computer is. What does that turn into in the story, you know?
Also, and when these survivalists are kind of making their way around the new Earth, and they come across, like, an island in Hawaii, and you pop open the hatch door, and it's Mark Zuckerberg down there. You're going to kill him and take all his shit, man.
That's where the story of the lizard people comes from. You open the hatch, it's Mark Zuckerberg and Hillary Clinton. Like, what the fuck? Everybody else is dead. They all pissed off Hillary at one time or another.
Oh, man, but I see that scenario unfolding, and Zuckerberg, maybe that's why he's getting really into jujitsu. He knows that he sees that scenario unfolding where the survivalists, they show up at his bunker, and they're there to kill him, but little do they know, he's basically Batman.
It doesn't matter. It's like I always tell everybody who brags about, I got 30,000 rounds stashed up. 30,000 rounds? How many gun battles are you going to survive?
Everybody thinks they're John Wick. You know, everybody thinks they can pull the John Wick off, man.
Every gunfight is a toss of the coin. How many of those coin tosses are you going to win? I don't care how good you are. 30,000 rounds? You think you can lay out 30,000 rounds before somebody takes you out? Come on.
Yeah, we're die trying, baby.
Yeah, you're going to die in that first clip. 30 rounds.
And congratulations, you spent a lifetime of money on all this ammunition that some other guy's going to get for free after he kills you.
He's going to steal it all, and guess what? Before he blows through 100, he's going to die too. That's how it works. That's how it works. This isn't your, you know.
You're really best off just going at it Barney Fife with the one bullet in the chamber. You're only going to need it for one thing, dude. You know what I'm saying? This looks like it's the end. You know, when you have nothing left, right?
I mean, it's good to have a little bit of a supply, but you gotta be realistic about how many gunfights you're going to be in and how many you're going to survive.
Because everyone thinks they're freaking Rambo, they're Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando, and they got the pistolero belt of bullets going across their ripped chest, and they're sweating, and they got the two machine guns on both hands, and they're just blasting away all the bad guys.
And you know what the problem is Hollywood, because you go to watch Rambo, and you jump right into, this is an ex-special forces guy living in the woods. Called back in, you know what I mean? So everybody thinks they could identify with that guy because they didn't watch the 20 years before that of him training really hard, eating right, exercising, fighting to look better. You know what I mean? Yeah, he didn't sit on his couch watching YouTube shorts for 30 years and then become Rambo.
Right.
The world ended, you know? That doesn't happen. You're still going to be the fat, lazy piece of shit you are now, just in a worse situation.
You're probably just better off hoarding seeds and using that to trade people for things to get by in the future.
That's why I just want to go. That's why I live so close to Chicago. Fuck it. I want to go in the blast.
Oh, you're saying just incinerate me with the nuke, baby.
Yeah. Fuck it. Have you ever, have you ever watched The Walking Dead? The luckiest people were the ones that just became zombies in the beginning.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, definitely. You don't want to survive.
What our grandpa say? There's nothing worse than living long enough to see everybody die.
Right.
So
you want to go when you're young, or in an apocalyptic scenario, you want to at least see the glorious blast that incinerates humanity, right? Just be a part of it, and then don't survive the aftermath, because that's where you end up getting eaten by cannibals and all sorts of weird stuff.
Plus, you go up to heaven. If I go up to heaven in 40 years, I got to explain to God why I'm an 80-year-old loser and been a loser my whole life, right? But if I get evaporated in a blast right now, yo, God, I was on track. I was going to be a winner. I was doing something with my life. But the world ended. I don't know. It's not my fault, you know?
Who saw that comet coming, man?
You know, I was just about to turn my life around.
Also, we talked about, like, surviving cataclysms and maybe getting on that rocket ship and going to Mars or whatever. Do you want to survive with these creepo weirdos who had enough money to survive these things? They're not good people, man.
Plus, at what point do you look around and you're like, hey, I know all these billionaires, and they don't know who you are. It looks like you're the help.
Yeah, that's right. I hope you know how to cook.